This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nati Marie Sines Cardenas. Date of birth, November the 22nd, 1981. Case ID number is 512-9091. Date of exam, August the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Nuestra Clínica del Valle, dated 3/13/2023. Identifying information. This is a 41-year-old separated female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Moya-Moya disease / brain tumor, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome, bilaterally, comma, seizure disorder, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a correctional officer for 3 years. She also worked in customer service for 3 months, and also in the schools for 5 years. She states that she always worked part-time, 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, Moya-Moya disease / brain tumor. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number five, seizure disorder. Number six, cerebral vascular accident. And number seven, hypothyroidism. History of allegations. Number one, Moya-Moya disease / brain tumor. The claimant states that in 2019, she was diagnosed with Moya-Moya syndrome, which is coagulation of the vascular arteries and vessels. The claimant states that she was diagnosed with a cerebral brain tumor as a child in 1995, and the tumor was resected. However, in 2019, she started to develop seizures and was eventually diagnosed with the Moya-Moya syndrome. The claimant denies any kind of chemotherapy or radiation treatment, but has had left chronic occlusion of the left middle cerebral artery branches via the collateral artery. There is surgery pending for the claimant on August the 21st, 2023 for a bypass of the brain artery. MRI does confirm a positive encephalomalacia of the brain, and the diagnosis was confirmed with different tests that she did have the Moya-Moya coagulation of basilar arteries. She states that she has chronic tiredness, confusion, dizziness, and decreased memory. Because of her syndrome, she has developed seizures as well as having a small stroke. The claimant does also have right-sided weakness, decreased balance, decreased vision of the right eye with hemianopsia, but normal speech. Her mental status is decreased memory and decreased cognitive function, and she does have a seizure disorder. The claimant has had other syncopal episodes as well. Her residual symptoms include abnormal extraocular movements, right-sided hemiparesis, decreased balance, decreased vision, normal speech, but decreased memory and cognitive function, as well as a seizure disorder. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet to the car, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, occasionally cook an egg, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head with her left hand. She is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or do any heavy work. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane and walker that she uses all the time, but mostly the cane when she goes out. Her physician is Dr. Whitman, and she only takes Tylenol 1,000 milligrams QD when she has pain. She does minimal physical activity. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and occasionally helping with the laundry. She tries to walk as much as she can, but states that she has chronic fatigue and tiredness. Her condition is not stable at this time, and as noted earlier, a surgery is pending for her condition. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2000 she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet where she feels numbness, especially from on her right upper and lower extremities. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 70 to 250 milligrams / DL. Her blood glucose level today was 85. The claimant is presently on Victoza 1.8 milligrams per 3 milliliters QD and metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.5%, which is fairly well controlled. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2000, she was having severe headaches, which may have been coming from her tumors. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, but did have blurred vision. She denies an in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, but did have a cerebrovascular accident in 2021 with mild right upper and lower hemiparesis and right-sided hemoptysia. She denies any problems with her kidneys at this time. Her blood pressure was 144 over 95 mmHg at this visit. She is presently taking Losartan 25 milligrams POQD. Her blood pressure is borderline high at this time. Allegation number 4, carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant states that in 2018, she started to develop numbness and tingliness of her hands with pain in her wrist area. She states she gets shooting pains in her hands as well as numbness. She complains mostly of pain and stiffness. No surgery has been performed for her condition, and she has not been given any steroid injections. The claimant's grip strength at this time is plus 3 over 5 for the right side and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Her condition is mild but present. Allegation number 5, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 1995, when she developed a cerebral tumor, she started to have seizures, and they were grand mal seizures. They had gone away when the tumor was removed. However, in 2019, she started to develop grand mal seizures. The origin of the seizures appears to be a brain tumor, possible cerebral vascular accident, and coagulation of the basilar artery vessels secondary to Moya-Moya syndrome. The claimant denies any drug withdrawal or an infectious disease. She states that she has 2 seizures per month and that the last time she was in the emergency room was in April of 2023. She was hospitalized that day, and her post-sictal symptoms include numbness, weakness, tiredness, and decreased memory. The claimant also suffers from paresthesias and facial drooping of the right side. An EEG was performed, which confirmed that she had epileptic form condition and does have a grand mal seizure / epilepsy. She is presently taking zonisamide, 100 milligrams, 5 capsules QD, and X-Copri, 150 milligrams QD. Her condition is being treated but guarded at this time because of her other conditions. Allegation number 6, cerebrovascular accident. The claimant states that she had a stroke in 2019, secondary to her condition. She presented to the emergency room and was hospitalized for a couple of days. She presented with right upper and lower hemiparesis, with right hemiopsia of her eyes, decreased balance, and decreased vision. She did have mild difficulty in speaking, and her mental status was confused, decreased cognitive function, and decreased memory. She also had a seizure disorder. Her residual symptoms include a right upper and lower hemiparesis, decreased balance, decreased vision, especially of the right side of her eye, where she has right-sided hemiopsia. Her speech is normal at this time, but slow, and her mental status is consistent of decreased memory, decreased cognitive function, and mild confusion. She continues to have her seizure disorder. Her limitations, as noted earlier, include being able to walk 60 feet to the car, stand for 15 minutes, climb 4 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and can write, use a coffee cup, sometimes cook an egg with both hands, but unable to sweep or lift more than 2 pounds with her left hand. She is able to put on her clothes by herself. The claimant does have a cane and walker, but presented to my office with a cane. Her diagnosis was left cerebral cerebral vascular accident with mild right upper and lower hemiparesis. Allegation number 7, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2010, she developed hypothyroidism and is presently on levothyroxine, 50 micrograms QD. She states that her thyroid-stimulating hormone as it is at normal levels at this time and that her condition is stable. Family history, she did not know her father. Her mother is 75 and suffers from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and cardiac arrhythmia. Medications, meclizine, 25 milligrams TID, Victoza, 1.8 milligrams / 3 milliliters QD, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams QD, Level thyroxine, 40 micrograms QD. Zonisamide, 100 milligrams, 5 capsules QD. Acetylopram, 20 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Xcopri, 150 milligrams QD. Losartan, 25 milligrams QD. And vitamin D3, 5,000 units QD. Medical problems: Moyamoya disease, type 2 diabetes, comma, essential primary hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, atherosclerosis, comma, epilepsy / seizures, comma, history of transischemic attack and cerebral vascular accident / infarct, comma, history of benign neoplasm of the brain in 1995, which was resected, aortic valve stenosis secondary to cardiac valve disease, acute non-intractable tension headaches, comma, allergic rhinitis, comma, morbid obesity, comma, Moyamoya syndrome with coagulation of the basilar artery vessels, major surgeries, cholecystectomy, comma, angiogram, comma, history of cerebral tumor as a child in 1995, which was resected, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 230 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 144 over 95 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 40. General, this is a 41-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant did appear to be mildly confused with decreased memory secondary to her condition. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head at this time. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. However, the claimant's pupils appear to be somewhat dilated. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant's teeth appeared to be intact. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were not intact. The claimant had a left-sided inner gaze of her left eye and hemianopsia of the right eye, where she is unable to see the outer portion of her eye. She's also not able to see quadrants in the lower fields, especially on the right side. She is unable to see on her right side. She does have hemianopsia. She has decreased extraocular movements of the left eye with an inner eye gaze affecting the fourth nerve and possibly the sixth nerve, cranial nerves. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision. OD, the claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet. Corrected, the claimant is 20/20. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular, uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 7 to 8 feet. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. There is a murmur of 2/5 heard over the claimant's left-sided chest. No rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was somewhat difficult. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was fairly alert, but not completely oriented, times three, and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent, and her mood was somewhat flat for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes, but her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ on the left side and 0 on the right, as well as decreased reflexes for the right brachialis reflex and biceps reflex. She had +2 reflexes on the left brachialis reflex and biceps reflex. Cranial nerves. The cranial nerves 2, 3, 4, and 6, and possibly 5, were mildly abnormal, secondary to a cerebrovascular accident. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assistive device that she uses all the time. Her hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger-to-nose was fair. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was positive. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had some mild palpable muscle spasms, but no tenderness. Mild joint swelling was noted, but no deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. But the claimant was unable to forward flex on the lumbar spine area, and she was definitely not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities, but the claimant has weakness of the right upper and lower extremity and decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings. straight leg raise exam was 70 degrees for the right side and 90 degrees for the left side in the sitting position. And in the supine position, it was 10 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremities. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially of the right knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table and needed assistance. The claimant is unable to walk on her heels and toes and has a difficulty walking at a tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires an assistive device at all times and more likely than not may need a wheelchair or a wheelchair in the future. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +3/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact, especially for cranial nerves 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and possibly 7. Reflexes were decreased on the right side, but normal for the left upper and lower extremities. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is some mild evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +5/5 for the left upper extremity and +3/5 for the right upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right hand and normal for the left. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects with her right hand, but is able to carry light objects with her left. She hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, as well as a cerebral vascular accident of her brain and Moya-Moya syndrome with seizure disorder. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength of the right side and normal grip strength of the left. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted, especially for the right hand. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields as well as in her visual acuity. She is not able to communicate very well and does have some limitations, and has restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to seizure disorder, Moya-Moya syndrome, cerebral vascular accident with right upper and lower hemiparesis, some blindness of the of the visual fields, especially on the right and lower fields. And generalized weakness. Probable diagnoses. Number one, Moya-Moya disease with a history of brain tumor and cerebral vascular accident, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant's condition is ongoing, and she is pending another surgery. She does not appear to be stable at this time. Number two, diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.5%. Number three, hypertension, being treated with medications. Blood pressure was 144 over 95 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant does have a aortic stenosis, which has not been treated at this time. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome, dash, has not been treated, appears to be mild at this time. Number five, seizure disorder slash epilepsy, grand mal seizures, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number six, left-sided cerebral vascular accident with right upper and lower hemiparesis, confirmed with physical examination. Number seven, hypothyroidism, being treated at this time and appears to be fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Nati Marie Sainz Cardenas.